Good evening, Sister Tarlwood.
Why, good evening, Mr. Tickleton. How do you do? Well, ain't I glad to see you. Pity's sake alive, how pale you do look. You ain't going to faint, be you? Here, you take this fan. That fan ain't been used since my grandson died. I fanned him with it till the very last.
I do not feel faint at all, Sister Sorrowful.
Well, you do look powerful white round the gills. You set right down. I told Mrs. Judkins to have ye come right here, because I knew how kind of miserable you was.
Oh, I am not really miserable, Sister Sorrowful.
Now, don't you tell me that, Job Sickleton. Didn't I know your father and your grandfather before ye? And didn't they both die of consumption? That cough of yours means something, and don't you forget it. But then, I suppose it don't matter much to you when you do die, being a minister, for you're all as prepared. And if you do die young, you'll miss a sight of trouble. There's nobody knows better than I do what a hard life a young minister has. And I told Mrs. Judkins, says I, don't you let me hear you say one word against Mr. Sickleton, says I, because he's doing the best he can, says I. And if he ain't as smart as some folks, says I, think because he don't try. Say, you don't look a bit comfortable in that chair, Mr. Sickleton. Melissa, you bring that easy chair out of the bedroom for Mr. Sickleton. I always hated that rocker ever since Belinda Hicks tipped over in it and broke her spine. I've threatened to give it away more than once, but I always kind of hated to part with it because it recalled Belinda and her sufferings.
Oh, the other did very well.
I hear you're a-going with Belinda's cousin, Hilda Butkins. Is that so?
Well, I admire the girl very much.
You do? Well, now, you take my word for it. That gal comes from an extravagant family. More than that, I've heard that her grandmother was a roaring lunatic. I've seen a wild look in Hilda's eyes sometimes.
Well, Sister Tarpel, I am a little weary with my evening service, so I think I'll retire.
Very well. You come right this way, and I'll show you your room. There, I guess I'll let you have this room tonight, Mr. Sickleton.
Very well, Sister Sorrowful. Good night.
This room ain't been used since Ebenezer died. He dropped right down in a fit right on that rug where you stand. He never spoke out a word.
Well, well, good night.
My first husband, he died right over by that window. I went downstairs to make up some bread and left him a reading, and when I come back, he was dead. He had a shock.
Good night, Sister Sorrowful.
Aunt Tabitha died right over on that lounge, and sometimes when I'm in here alone in the evening, it seems as though I could almost hear her groan and see them wild, staring eyes of hers. Sometimes it seems as though we'd had more trouble than our share. Well, I suppose you want to go to bed, Mr. Sickleton, so I'll say good night. If you find that window's too much for you, you can put it down, and you'll find plenty of quilts and things in that closet.
Good night.
Speaking of that closet, just before we moved in here, there was a woman hung herself in that.
What? Hung herself?
Yes, I didn't find her for 2 weeks.
Oh, horrors.
You didn't remember Pa, did you?
No, I do not remember your father.
Well, Pa died in that very bed you'll sleep in tonight. Oh, this room is full of tender memories. It almost seems like a family lot to me. Well, hey, Melissa, bring the camphor bottle. I believe Mr. Sickleton has fainted away.